This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
I cannot believe we've done it again. We're both wearing the exact same hot pink jumper. We need to text each
other. We actually are. We look like we're sisters getting married. I think I made the same joke last time and it's still hilarious for me. Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. I cannot believe that this is the last episode of the year. Can you?
I can't. This is the last episode of 2023 and the last episode of season four of Go Love Yourself. Can you even?
Madness. Absolute madness. We'll be back on the 2nd of January with a new episode.
Oh, this is it. You ain't got to wait that long, guys.
It's not that long, but we're obviously going to take a little break over Christmas. And then my book will be out on the 4th of January, everyone. As of recording, it's a month today. And I've just done a little wee in my knickers.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. Oh my. So many feelings.
I know.
I've got so many feelings. Laura, what are your feelings? Do you tap on the head? Do the thing. Tap on the head and I've got my feelings.
I'm just really excited. I just want it to be out now because, it's just been months of waiting. So,
do you know what's really nice? Like, I think the last couple of times we've talked about the book, where I've either been with you or we've been recording so I can see you.
Yeah.
Your face kind of lights up.
Oh,
a little
it?
Bit. Genuinely. Oh. It's so cute. And I think like the stressy bit of writing it, editing and all of that and recording it as well is like done.
Yeah.
And so now you're just going to like get it into the world.
No, I can't wait. I'm absolutely buzzing. How are you? Because last week we, newsflash, discovered that you have a spending problem. How are we doing? Any more prep lunches? Have I been on your shoulder being like, don't buy the prep lunch?
Honestly, shame.
I know. I do actually feel bad about it. I talked to Matt about
don't.
It. And
please
I was like, I think
don't.
I went too hard. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, I told her that she shouldn't be buying prep lunches. And he was like, what? And I was like, well, but I told her that she shouldn't be spending £20 on prep lunch. And he was like, well, that is fair, but like, it is That's her money. Fair. I was like, no, I know. Just worry about her.
No, please do. Absolutely fine. If anything, you did go hard enough. But honestly, the fact, so at the time of recording this, that was only 0 working days ago, right? Okay. Well, 1 working day ago. So I haven't actually been in the office or been near a Pret to buy a Pret. Actually, that is a complete lie. Before the choir concert at Tower of London yesterday, I was hungry, so I went to Pret and bought a baguette. But there we are. Fucking hell, Lauren. See what I mean? It's so mindless, the spending. However, since then, I have been searching quite aggressively on Instagram and TikTok the term spending addiction / spending problem. The moral of the story is, though, it's in my brain. 2024 is the year where I will sort my finances out and I'm going to be...
Okay.
Like to get the human. My father's going to be so proud.
We're going to do it. I'm going to spreadsheet you up. I don't like the new year, new you rhetoric, as we know, but we're going to introduce some spreadsheets into your life and better financial decisions.
I'm not even kidding. I've literally spoken to my friend Emma Harvey, who's brilliant at money. And I said, I'm coming to yours in the new year. We're going to talk about money, like Martin Lewis, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
She calls him St. Martin. We're going to talk all about him. I booked in my mother to talk about my bills and I'm probably going to book you in as well. And then
nice.
I'm going to be a new woman.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that. For you, mainly, but also a little bit for me.
Right, okay. That was a big old tangent on my life. And I think I've said like 1,000 words and we're like 4 minutes in. Laura, tell me what's been happening.
Well, hopefully, at the point of recording, we should be exchanging on the house this week. I know. Fingers crossed. And I'm even in January.
Yay.
And in other news, I've been having an existential crisis about my age. So that's fun.
Fun times. Good times.
No. I was fine until I went into Next today, right? And I was returning a couple of bits that I'd bought online. And I was just chatting away to the lovely girl on the till. She said, oh, I love this one. I said, oh, me too. I said, but it's a 26 and it was just a bit tight around the middle. I just needed a bigger size in that, but you don't do it. You stop at a 26. She obviously wasn't listening, I was heard, and she went, you're 26. Cheek of it. And then, you know, I'm so like British that I should have been like, yeah, or I'm not, but what's your problem? And I was like, no, I'm 34, nearly 35. And she went to me, I was going to say. I went, all right, for you. I said, what are you, 12? And she
Brilliant.
Was like, I'm 21. And I was like, yeah, fucking Gen Z, wind your neck in.
Obviously, minus all the Gen Z that listen to Go Love Yourself, we love
you. Obviously, I was only joking. But I was like, oh, I feel like an old woman. Like, I was going to say. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love her. She was actually really nice. Like, she wasn't being like a dick. I think it just came out wrong.
It's more just like, you're 26.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, size 26. Yeah. And she was like, oh, right. That makes sense.
There we go. That makes sense.
Not the age.
Oh my God. The savageness of age, mate.
Savage.
It is hilarious. I know I've mentioned before, loads of people that are at work are really young. And I'm now suddenly put into this, like, the work mum category.
What the frickity fuck?
No.
What?
Sort of, a little bit, because there are people who work there who are 14 years younger than me. 14! Yeah, I was born, like, 20 years ago, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that must make you feel a bit shit.
Doesn't make me feel good, babe. And as aforementioned, money is not free-flowing, so I can't afford Botox currently, so... Anyway, we have digressed hugely.
We have digressed. Do you know what I want to do now? I want to take a look at what we have achieved this year on Go Love Yourself, because it's been a really big year for us. And I think, you know, this will just, you know, cast all your financial woes and all my house woes aside. Should we do it?
Let's do it. I'm excited.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This year, we have had one live show. I fucking loved our live show.
Oh, best ever.
And two live recordings. We hit 1 million downloads. We're actually now on 1.5 million
yes!
downloads, everybody. We achieved our biggest ever episode, which was the binge eating episode we did, which we did with the amazing Sarah Desange. Oh, one of my favourite episodes, if not my favourite episode ever, actually. Mm. Oh, this one gets me, brings back memories. We achieved not a bronze, not a silver, but a gold at the British Podcast Awards.
Amazing, amazing. And don't forget, babes, that we got a cushion.
With our faces on.
With our faces on.
Lauren is holding said cushion. She's very excited. More than usual, actually, I have to say. And last but not least, we also achieved a silver at the ARIAs, which is kind of like the radio Oscars, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good. And we got that one for Best New Podcast, and we got the British Podcast Award for the Wellbeing Award. And, like, beat out some insane awards on both of the categories as well. And
yeah.
The most recent one was that Apple Podcast picked us as one of their shows of the year. I know we've talked about that already, but that is such a huge achievement.
Yeah, we've done lots of Apple this year, haven't we?
We've done loads. We've done, two Apple shows with their Today at Apples. They've been brilliant. We've welcomed probably a few new 1,000 people into our community group. Like,
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. An incredible year. Yeah. I was, motions. No.
Oh. Don't cry again.
I can't. I
can't cry every episode. No, it has been amazing. And like you say, like, we've had more people in our community. And I just think the reach of Go Love Yourself has, like, really increased now. And, like, it's so lovely because I used to get people come up to me in the street and say, like, oh, I loved you on Bake Off, or you were on Bake Off. And now I get, I love your podcast. It's really helped me. And I cannot tell you how much that means to me. Yeah. The best one I had was on Sainsbury's in Gravesend. Good old Sainos. And this bloke came up to me and he was like, excuse me. And I thought, oh, you think I work here? He's going to ask, like, where's the tomatoes? And so I looked around thinking, I was about to say, like, oh, so, like, it's proper British. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't work here. I'm so very sorry. But or I would have just taken him to the aisle anyway. No, and he said to me, just wanted to say, he said, my wife has been listening to your podcast and it has helped her and her confidence so much. So I just want to say from me a big thank you. Oh, I was like,
oh my God.
That's lovely. Really
That's
nice.
Lovely. I will say I've had a couple of DMs from blokes who have said that their partners have listened to Go Love Yourself. Hmm. And they're really special messages, like, because you get these guys who, you know, have perhaps seen their partner's confidence dwindle or them change, and then they see a little bit of sparkle come back, and that must be so wonderful. And to be part of the reason that sparkle comes back for somebody is incredible, is number one the reason we do this podcast since the beginning. And again, all the friendships it's made. We know that our book club went on their first book retreat this year, like last month.
That.
And we know that there's a group of people who went to one of the girls' weddings this year. Like, it is incredible the impact this podcast is having, and it is very difficult for Laura and I to be too showy offy and braggy about it because we are so British. It's insane, but I am just proud as punch of both of us for doing it.
Me too. It's not often we get to say that, but we are proud of ourselves, proud of what we've achieved and proud of what we've built, and And proud of you guys as well for sticking with us. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it's loud, it's sweary, and sometimes it's what, but we appreciate
probably
you.
Very annoying. You more than me, but thanks for sticking sure. around. Yeah, it's so nice, isn't it? Like being reflective and looking back. What would you say was your favourite episode of the year?
Oh, again, like you, the binge eating episode was really good because it was really like educational. The same as the anxiety one with Josh, that was really good. And also because Josh's voice is just so good for a podcast. It was lovely. But also the body dysmorphia episode was so interesting, so educational. Mm. Those kind of ones where I'm learning something new, I really take a lot out of. But honestly, I can't make a decision this month, guys. I think all of the episodes this year I'm really proud of. But I do just want to shout out, actually, our new subscriber episodes that we've started in the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
These are extra episodes that we are recording every single week for our subscribers to the podcast. Details in the episode description. Thank you very much. And they're kind of like 20 minutes, aren't they? And what we do is we debrief on... the episode that we've just recorded and that you would be listening to that week. And we answer listener questions and then also just generally like chat. And I don't know. I just feel those episodes, those 20 minutes are really quite sparkly and magical and I really like them. So I think that's a massive highlight for me this year. Go Love Yourself Plus. Woo woo.
I love those episodes. And like genuinely, when we first did our first one, we were like, this is wicked. This can they awesome. All be like this? I don't know why. It just feels like, because they're shorter and like I think the pressure's off a little bit. And we just chat shit, basically. But we're a bit loose with our lips. Sometimes I do worry.
I know. When we finished last week's one, I think I had a bit of anxiety. Because I was like, I've said too much. And people are going to think I'm awful. But I'm not, and I'm nice.
I always just try and have in the back of my head, like, hate isn't going to pay for the subscription. So I'm all right.
And if they do, because I believe there to be some haters who do listen to the podcast, right, which I find bizarre. You're spending 50 minutes of your week listening to people that you don't like. I find odd, but you do you. But I bet there are people who do pay for, like, hate pay for extra content for people that they don't like. Whether that's us or not, yeah. I don't think so, but find that bizarre.
So funny. This is slightly off tangent, but it reminds me, sometimes, do you get this? I get DMs from people that have meant to like share my content to someone else and they've replied to me. Mm. I got one today that was really humbling. It said, this is the woman I was talking about. A bit boring, but she does have some nice clothes.
That's her. That's going on your tombstone. That's so great.
And I thought, can't argue with that. So I've been humbled twice today. I'm old and I'm boring.
Old, boring, but the most important thing, Laura, you have some nice clothes.
I'll take it. Say anything about me you want, but don't disclose.
This is a paid ad from BetterHelp.
Okay, so Lauren, how do you feel about the end of the year?
Mostly it's fabulous, but I won't lie. I try and pack everything into every minute of every day. So I am feeling a little bit overwhelmed. How about you?
Yeah, to say I'm stressed is an understatement. Not just with Christmas, but just with life, house move. It's never ending. So yeah, it's all fun and games. There's also like the added pressure of like family gatherings and also just generally like the day being shorter and colder and darker like doesn't really help, does it?
No, it doesn't at all. And this is why this time of year is potentially a good idea to start looking into therapy, because although we've got to go and get everyone their Christmas presents, why can't we just give ourselves all the Christmas presents too? I'm very much here for that. But gifting yourself the gift of therapy can honestly be game changing. Laura and I have spoken about this so often because we are genuine huge advocates for therapy. We've both done different types of it and it has helped us so much. And I am using some of the skills that I learned in therapy to try and get me through this time where I'm feeling a little bit burnt out. So yeah, it's massively helped me and I hope it will help you too.
So this is where our amazing sponsor comes in. BetterHelp has over 1,000 therapists in the UK. And what they do is they provide you access to mental health professionals that have a whole range of expertise in all different areas of mental health. And we are really pleased to be able to give you 10% off your first month if you go to betterhelp.com/golove. That's betterhelp.com/golove. I'm joking. Me and Lauren like to sing our own theme tune sometimes. Anyway, moving on.
Write the theme tune, sing the theme tune.
Sing the theme tune.
We should do that. Okay. We should do that.
Can I please move on?
Sorry, yes.
Stop chatting. Sorry. Thank you. I can imagine your school report was like, lovely, talks too much.
Yes!
Right?
It was I used to get all my work done really quickly. And then so I could just talk. So it was like great at her work, really good grades, but talk too much.
Oh, mine was always like, would be amazing if only she applied herself.
Oh, no.
Mine was always that. Okay, anyway,
yes.
Moving on. Right. We thought it would be fun to build a Go Love Yourself time capsule. So we've got a few questions that we're going to answer now. And then we thought it'd be really fun to open them, she says in air quotes, this time next year and see if our answers have changed in 2024. Does that sound like a good idea?
I think this could be very interesting because my answers, if we asked these a year ago, I think my answers would be vastly different. What do you think? So a year's a long time.
Yeah.
Mm.
It is a long time. Very mm-hmm. long time. Yeah.
Right, let's do it.
Okay, Lauren, let's start with how is your mental health at the moment?
Oh, deep. We're getting straight
in
there. Do you know what? Really good. And it's so nice. And I actually had a conversation with my sister yesterday. You know, we'll talk about parents and stuff and, you know, the general worry, you know, she's in New York at the minute and the general worries that we all have about our parents and that kind of thing. She was like, do you know what? It's actually really nice that I don't need to worry about you right now. And then my stepmom said the same thing. And that might seem like a weird thing to say, but I did put my family through the ringer there for a few years. Like, my sister had to come and stay with me every week when I was living in London because I was not very well. And I think my mum was like very worried about my safety kind of thing. And but that both my sister and my stepmom have both said, we don't feel like we have to worry about you now. Like, you seem really good.
Aww.
So that's really good. And it's been down to, I changed my job. Is the biggest thing that happened this year, 100%. If you saw me before July and after July, I'm two different people. Lots of exciting things are
that
happening.
That's so true.
Exciting things are happening in the background as well. But yeah, I'm really good. Jesus, I didn't quite expect that. I had my down days. Aww. Don't get me wrong. And
yeah,
and but I've got the tools now, and I've got the ability and the headspace to pull myself out of them when they happen. So. Oh, that's nice. Woohoo! Oh,
I feel like you're sort of telling yourself that and it's sinking in, and then you're like, oh wow, like I haven't said that in a while, and it's lovely to watch, you know, and hear you say that, because I've also been really worried about you. There are certain times and I'm thinking like, oh God, like you've not been okay. So to hear that is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. God crikey, that's what a lovely question. So yes, please let me, as always, be a source of inspiration if you need it. If you're going through a rough time at the minute, anybody, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and it is really bright and sparkly and nice when you're there. What nice times. Okay, move on from that because I can't get emotional for the second time in an episode. Laura, your time capsule question is the same one. How is your mental health at the minute? Because I know there's stuff happening.
Yeah, but do you know what? I actually feel really good as well. For the first time, look, we're both actually feeling all right. If you'd have asked me 2 weeks ago, I'd have said to you that I was about to have, or probably was having, a menti bee.
Yes.
So that's the thing, isn't it? It changes. Like, tomorrow could be a shit day. But no, I feel good. I am really stressed about the house stuff, but I've got a really good feeling that the exchange is going to happen this week, and that all the stress is kind of like, it's done. Like, I don't really see what else can go.
Why would you say it?
I said it.
Don't have good feelings. Just don't think about it. Is my honest advice.
I know. It'd be so interesting to listen back to this time next year.
Yeah, you'll be like, so we're hoping to exchange next week. I'm really hopeful it's going to be next week.
No, I was going to say, I will have been settled and we'll be like, hopefully all the garden will have been done and it will all be lovely.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll be like looking forward to hosting our first ever Christmas.
I'm so stressed
about that.
Yes.
But no, I do feel really good. I have, like, things have been a bit crazy, like with work and the book and other stuff. But no, at the moment, I feel really content. I feel really happy. And I feel good. My friend did actually say to me, I'm probably going to make it out like she was being a dick, but she really wasn't. We were texting about the house and stuff, and she said to me, just remember how lucky you are to have the house that you are. There's so many people that are struggling right now, or people that don't even have a roof over their head. And it wasn't like a, you know, like a dig or anything. And I definitely took it in the right way because it was meant like with love. And I think you are absolutely right. we always say, feel your feelings. Your feelings are valid, and it's all about perspective, isn't it? And relevance. Like, it's, you know, that's my biggest issue is my biggest issue. But yeah, she did have a point. And actually, that has made me feel like, okay, don't be a brat about it. Like, you've got a roof over your head. Like, it's not the end of the world if you don't move into your house at Christmas. So trying to have a bit more of a carefree attitude, babes.
I think that's really nice. And perspective as well. And because sometimes, like we always say, the biggest thing in your life is the biggest thing in your life.
Mm.
And that is valid and important. But sometimes what can take you out of that is gaining perspective. That is definitely what's taken me out of like really hard moments. And it doesn't take away your stress or your feelings. It might just help bring you out a little bit. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. But I'm glad that you're kind of, you definitely feel much better than you have done probably in the last few weeks. Yeah. So that's really good. So seeing the positives is good. Yeah, and I just think we've got a very exciting 2024, babes.
Yeah, I'm going to be an author.
You're going to be an author.
Your book.
I'm gonna go into every bookshop and I'm gonna put your book on like the tables wherever I find it. I'm like rearranging the displays.
Oh, thanks.
So exciting.
Well, this brings us on to nicely our next question, which I think I don't even need to answer, but I am gonna ask you it. What are you proudest of from the last 12 months?
I've had an idea. One, how about we say like what we're the most proudest of for ourselves, but also of the other person. Like,
I was literally about to say the same thing. But I bet it's the same.
I bet it's not. So for myself, this is a weird thing, but I will explain, is how hard I'm working. So I've gone from a day job that I hated. It made me lazy. It made me complacent. It made me idle. It was not good for me in any way. There was reasons why it was. It was awful. Since July, I've started a new job, which is so unbelievably full on. Like there are no words. And I'm smashing it. And I'm also smashing doing, if I say so myself, the podcast, and also creating stuff and content online that I really love and enjoy, and also building for something that might hopefully happen next year. And I'm working really hard, and like I'm motivated and I'm excited, and that, and those weren't feelings that I felt for probably about 6 years. So I'm really proud of myself for like just carry it, like cracking on and doing it. And yes, I'm tired, but okay, cool, I'm tired. So I'm just doing lots of things that's very cool and exciting.
I was literally gonna say, like, if you were gonna ask me like what I was most proud of you, like I would say the exact same thing.
Really?
Like, yeah, genuinely. In my head I was thinking, like, I feel like you have I know like the year didn't start off very well, and obviously your job was awful, but I'm really proud of you for taking that big leap, getting the new job, and finally getting management.
I know, literally.
I've been on at you for like, oh, I don't know.
Honestly, like a year and a half. Yeah, yeah, you have.
Literally.
I'm sorry.
Gonna get management, babes. You have any more moves on management? No? Okay.
Help pay for those Sprite lunches, babe.
Yeah, I won't moan at you now. No, I will.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely.
Yeah, same.
Okay,
yeah,
same. So Laura Adlington, what are you most proud of this year?
Well, it will come as no surprise to any of you, but it was definitely writing my book. Because there were so many times where I was like, I can't do it. And I was like, yeah, not making myself ill or anything. Like you, I was busy and stressed and tired, but loving it. Mm. All the late nights, all the research, like trying to get it perfect. It's not perfect because nothing ever is, but I am so proud of it. And I think it's taught me that I can do hard things, that I am capable. And yeah, just the thought of it, like, people reading it next year and it hopefully helping is amazing. And I'm really proud because I wrote it all myself. Like, obviously I had an editor who, you know, read it and checked it over. You very kindly checked it over and gave me like feedback and stuff. But I didn't have a ghostwriter. And it's not to dig anyone that does, because like fair play, like I actually really wanted one. and they said no. But like the fact that I can say I wrote a book,
would be absolutely. I love that ours are both the same. It is absolutely the thing I'm most. But I'm proud of you for a lot this year. But I think you wrote a book that is so important and is going to help so many people. And you interviewed a lot of people and you've included so much in there. And the way that you've structured the book, I actually think is brilliant. I cannot wait for people to read it. It's just going to help people. So the fact that I can say that one of my best friends is a published author. I'm so proud. It's unbelievable. So
thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah. 2023. It's been a good one.
It has been a good one. It has. Good. Yeah. Okay. Next question. How do you feel about your relationships? So friends, family, romantic right now? This is a good question.
Well, I mean, I feel great about my romantics because it's easy breezy, no drama. because there isn't one. And let me tell you, it's bliss. I'm excited to see what the answer to this is next year. I would have liked me to have dated, just gone on at least one date. Come on, Lauren, 2024. Other than that, family is really good. Obviously, my sister's in New York and I miss her so much. It's really difficult, but I'm so proud of her. And my family's all, honestly, it's like a Hallmark movie, my family. Everyone's great. It's brilliant. And my friendships are all brilliant as well. And I love the fact that, you know, things are changing and dynamics are changing as you know, as we've talked about, a lot of my friends have got children and families and the children are getting older. Some friends are, you know, in relationships and their things are all changing, but we've still kept the friendships and the different groups I have, we still work really hard to keep those friendships. So I went out with my uni friends recently and whereas it used to be before, get as drunk as physically possible and just throw up in the train station, great night out. And it became, one of the guys bought his kid along and we went out for a lunch and it was really civilized and it was lovely and it was brilliant. We all really enjoyed it. And then we also said, let's make sure that we get together twice a year. And one of those can be a drunk thing, no kid thing, because I think it's really important that even despite friendships that have children in, spend time with them too, but you must spend time as a friendships because you have to work on your friendships like you do a romantic relationship. It's so important. Yeah. So I hope that continues. I've got closer to some other friends like my choir girls and we've got like a new choir craft club, which is fantastic. And they're so special to me, those girls. It's unbelievable. I love them all. So everything, top notch. Think for here. That's nice times. And how about you, Laura? Tell me about your relationships and how you feel about them at the end of 2023.
Yeah, all right. I've made some new friends this year, which I think, as you know, is probably like it was a big thing for me because I struggle a little bit sometimes with not so much making new friends, but like maintaining friendships. Like I find them a bit odd sometimes. But I feel really happy with the new friends that I've made this year. And me and Matt, obviously, we always have our ups and downs, but at the moment we're really good. Excited to move. I'm sure there'll be loads of rows, but that's just us, so that's fine. And then family, it's a weird one. I think like I kind of feel a bit reflective this time of year, which I think a lot of people do.
You've had a big year, haven't you, for family stuff?
Yeah, I keep thinking a lot about the people that we've kind of cut out and like I feel a bit sad about it, and then I have to keep reminding myself that it was kind of, it wasn't forced on me, but it was like I didn't really have an option. It was either carry on the struggle and have my mental health suffer or cut ties and feel better. And I kind of feel like I had to, but I still feel like with regret. The regret I feel, and I don't know if anyone can relate to this, is when you do cut certain family members off, is what happens, what if something happened to them?
Yeah.
And then like, because they're not my immediate family, then I worry that I'd feel guilty and that I'm responsible for like a relationship between people.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know I sound really vague and cryptic, but I don't mean to be, but obviously like I do have to have some kind of level of cut off and boundaries and not share everything. So that has been on my mind a little bit, but fuck them. And
you had no choice because it was the right thing to do, but there is that added element. I think anyone that's got a strange family, and even I, you know, I've got, and it's like, what if something happened to them? How would you feel? And you do sort of have to make peace with that because it is a very real thing. Maybe it's something we can explore at some point in time, but I feel that. But definitely, I understand you're very reflective right now, and just a reminder that you did the right thing.
Thanks, folks. 100%. I appreciate that.
So the last time capsule question is, what is your biggest learning this year about diet culture or body image, body confidence?
Yeah, that is such a big question. And I think the biggest takeaway, no pun intended, really hungry for a Chinese right now, is...
Yeah, stop it every time. I can't afford it, Laura. Stop it.
Something that I have learned and I'm still learning and learning to accept is that it's not my fault. I think for so many years, I felt guilt and shame about being fat and just thought I lacked discipline and willpower. And I thought that I just was lazy and that, I just couldn't do it, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think now I realise that there are so many other factors at play. One side of it being like the diet culture, toxic messaging we grew up in and the environment we grew up in with like our mums and like the diet culture that they kind of, you know, they inherited from their mums. But also just in terms of like me and myself as a person, as Laura, like whether it's like genetics or hormones, like I've got polycystic ovaries, have a bigger appetite than other people. And I think I'm just realizing now that like it isn't my fault. that I binge eat. There's a lot of reasons why I do it. There's a lot of reasons why I have disordered eating. And I really hope that one day I have a better relationship with food. But it's so nice to not be beating myself up and wanting... Oh, this sounds really dramatic and I don't sort of mean it to, but it's true. Like, I used to think about taking scissors to my stomach because I just wanted to cut it off. Like, and I thought that, like, if I did that, my life would be so much better and easier. And to think that that person is now sitting here going, ah, oh well, have a body and so does everyone else. Like, not in the world, is it? Like, that's really lovely.
I think that's incredible. What a moment. Like, and I'd be so interested, like, I wish we'd done this last year, of what your answer would have been last year or how you were feeling about it. And I think you do. This is, you know, what's been really good to watch, you know, as your friend, is like you realise and continue to realise the reasons why you, you know, you eat the way you do, and they're deep rooted. And I remember you saying, like, when we did the episode with Sarah on binge eating, and you were like, oh, I don't have any childhood trauma. And she was like, well, hold on a minute. Everything you said, and there's these deep-rooted reasons as to why these things are going on, and you're realizing them. And that's really nice, because you can see you realize it and you just, like, start to forgive yourself a little bit. And it's so nice as your friend to see that happening. So that's really good. So I hope for more of that in 2024. And as you said, it's not your fault. And anybody listening, it's just so... We never stood a chance, is the thing that we always say. Yeah. And we just never did.
And it's so true. It's so true.
For sure.
What about you, Smithy?
I had a couple of things, but I think I can kind of boil it down to, and it's something you said recently, is the importance of protecting your peace. And that's kind of general life advice. You know, there's lots of things that I do now that I avoid or don't do or have to tell people about so I can protect my peace, because that is the most important thing. But in terms of body confidence and diet culture and stuff, it's just, I've protected my peace now that I'm at a point where I feel like I'm almost on the other end, and everything feels so much easier, and my life is not spent hating myself. My life is not spent preparing for the new diet on Monday. It's not spent worrying about what my family might say about my bigger body. I just don't care. It doesn't come into my mind. You know, there are certain days where I feel a bit shit, and obviously I've spoken very recently about, you know, the ups and downs of it, and I will always be honest and say, yeah, I would love to be smaller, but the body I have now, yes, I still sometimes, I don't love my arms, I don't love the belly, but actually I don't even think about it, and I just feel confident and happy. So the importance of protecting my peace has got me to here. And just to say, you know, life on the other side of hating yourself is so nice. It is worth it. And I know we get messages all the time, and we see on the group about people, you know, where do I start? You know, I wish I was as confident as you and all of that. It's like, you can, you can't put it in the work. And this podcast is fantastic to listen to for that. There are others. We talk about maintenance phase quite a lot, understand the science behind these reasons and the actual factual stuff as to why these things are happening. But life on the other side of hating yourself is so nice and so worth it. So I think that's been the biggest lesson this year.
And it's the biggest middle finger to diet culture there is, which is great in itself. Great. It's a rebellious act, isn't it, to almost be yourself and say, fuck you, diet culture. And we're part of that.
I think we are. It's so weird to, like, admit it, but I think we are. We just love it. I'm so proud of us.
All right, one thing I was curious to ask you about was whether the kind of new year, new you rhetoric had been playing on your mind at all, or whether you'd kind of had any thoughts about restarting the new year at all.
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about this, I will say, and probably something that we can talk a little bit more about in the first episode of season 5 of Go Love Yourself in January, when we're there and we can talk about it. But yeah, it's definitely, as the year comes to an end, I think I said it last week, I made some promises to myself on the 1st of January 2023, and that haven't happened this year. And I'm like, the new year, new me thing doesn't mean I'm going to be skinny in 2024 and I'm going to try and be slim and lose weight. It means I want to kind of better things, and I like a fresh start. I like a new month. I like a new week. Some people don't, some people do. I do. And then for the last few years, me and my friend Stacey have made like these mood board things that we do on New Year's Day together. And it's just like a silly crafty thing, but I love it. And so it's kind of like to set intentions for the year. I quite like that. However, What I don't do is restrict that mentality to just the 1st of January every year. I don't get that. Like, if you set yourself up for failure if you can only restart something or get that motivation on one day of the year. It doesn't work. And for me, I don't know if you remember, like when I was having a really bad time at the beginning of the year, I'd had all these great intentions for the year on the 1st of January, and it got to the 31st of March. Yes, that's the 31st in March. And I'd done none of them because I was completely unbelievably depressed and stressed. And like, my face was full of eczema. My skin was grey. Like, everything was going right. It was awful. And so literally on the 1st of April, I thought, no, today is the first day of my new year and I'm going to start as if it's the first day. And so I did. And ever since then, I've sort of got a bit better. My point to this is, you don't have to wait for a new year to start something or to feel better. And you don't have to like the new year, new me thing, or even start. You're fabulous as you are. But some people do like the opportunity of doing something like that. I'm one of those people. And I can imagine a lot of people listening don't feel the same. And that's absolutely fine. But that's just where I'm at. Laura, how do you feel? I mean, we know we all hate the new year, new me thing. That is BS.
Yeah, I do obviously absolutely hate that. But I also am someone that does struggle with it, to be honest with you, because it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. And it's really hard not to get sucked into it or to be made to feel like shit about yourself. Because it's all like the talk around diets and shredding and making up for and all of that. And yeah, I don't like it. I really don't like it. And I find it really, really hard not to give into it. But I'm like you, I do like a fresh start. It is quite nice to think, right, starting a new leaf. And obviously because we're moving as well, like that does feel like a big new chapter. But I just, yeah, would love to say to anyone that is also thinking like, I'm going to start a diet in the new year, please don't do that. Diets don't work. Mm-hmm. You can make changes to your lifestyle, to what you eat, and you're more likely to maintain those changes if you focus on your health and your weight. If you go on a fad diet, chances are you will put all the weight you lose back on and more, and you will end up feeling worse about yourself. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, if you want to make changes, then that's fine. Absolutely do that. Just please don't go on a fad diet. Mm. You're better than that. You don't need to do that. And be kind to yourself.
Yeah, I think what you said, it was last week or the week before, you know, remembering what Josh Woolrich said in one of our first episodes about, you know, why do you want to lose weight? Oh, because I want to be healthier. Yeah. Well, then be healthier then. And that's the difference. You know, we cannot, you know, explain more that weight does not equal health. And again, when we say this, we're not saying that we are healthy. We are saying factually, weight does not equal health. If you want to be healthier, do those things, but do it for the right reasons and do it at your own pace and don't put pressure on yourself. Don't punish yourself. I love what Tally Rice says about movement. Give yourself, you know, an unlimited permission to rest. And all of that, I think that's a great idea. So Laura and I love the opportunity of like a fresh start and that, but neither of us will use it to change how we look.
Yeah. New year, new you thing is bollocks, and it's not an excuse to beat yourself up and hate yourself. So don't give in to it. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a listen back to some podcast episodes. Maybe order my book. Shameless plug.
Pre-order Laura's book now. Oh my God. And then you can get your copy through the door on the day it actually like launches.
How cool is that?
So excited. I'm so excited for my copy.
And on that note, just to say the most heartfelt thank you from both of us for listening, for your support, for your loyalty. And just, we just are honestly like overwhelmed every day and just flabbergasted at the response that we have to this podcast and what it means to you. And we're so glad and grateful because it means the world to us as well. So we really hope that you have a good Christmas. If you don't, remember it's just a day. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably having a shit one as well. jokes. And let's not give in to the new year, new rhetoric.
Absolutely not. And Laura, that brings us to the end of season 4 of Go Love Yourself and the end of 2023. As Laura said, thank you so much for everything this year. We are so grateful to you, and bring on some more of Go Love Yourself next year. And in the meantime, if you do want some more of us, because why wouldn't you? You can give us a follow over on Instagram at Go Love Yourself Pod, or you can email us golove@crowdnetwork.co.uk. And you can, of course, join our fabulous Facebook group, Go Love Yourself Community.
And don't forget, next Wednesday, we're doing our final live recording of the year, which we're calling the Go Love Yourself Christmas Party. Woo-hoo! How exciting. So if you're free, we would absolutely love to see you there. So do come and join us. The event is going to be so so much fun, and we cannot wait to meet you all after.
And if you can't make it to the live recording at Bush Hall on that day, you can listen back to those episodes that we will be recording live that night by becoming a Go Love Yourself Plus subscriber. This week, our subscribers can hear our Ask Us Anything Live episode with some very sassy questions from you lot. And you can listen to all of our extra episodes on Apple Podcasts or Patreon, where you can also get ad-free and early releases.
Or you can listen to Go Love Yourself ad-free on Amazon Music. Thank you so, so much for listening, and we'll see you in 2024. Merry Christmas!
Love you guys.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me three times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.